All right, it's after five, so I'll call the meeting to order. Adopt or amend the agenda.
We do have one addition to the agenda. We'd like to add assigning board members to the audit outtake meeting on April 29th at 3:30 to the agenda.
Do you want that under like 6A?
Maybe add it above 7.
Okay.
I'll move approval with that change or with that addition.
Randy will second.
Hey, motion and second. And we got to do a quorum call?
Yes.
I suppose.
Yep. We'll need to do
roll. So, do roll, Patty.
Lisa? Aye. Mike?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Wayne? Wayne?
Doesn't look like he's got sound.
Aye.
Thank you. That's good.
Okay, motion carried. Number three is elect a committee chairperson.
I nominate Ed Pop.
I second.
Motion's been made and second. Is there any other nominations? Mm-hmm. Any other nominations?
Ed, do you have a nomination?
One more time. Is there any other nominations? Okay. So do you want to somebody motion for what to cast a?
Make a motion that we cast a unanimous ballot for Ed Pop for chair of the Finance Committee for 2021.
Second.
And then do you guys need to vote on that then?
I don't know. Do we have to vote on that, you think? Since there was no other nomination?
No.
Okay, well, thanks. Okay. Number four, we need approval of the November 17th minutes. They were all in your packet or online. Anybody see any corrections or additions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Mr. Chair. Dave.
I'll second, Lisa.
Motion's been made and seconded for the approval of the November 17th, 2020 minutes. Any further discussion? Otherwise, we'll have to do the roll, Patty.
Wayne?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Dave?
Dave?
Oh, what happened to Dave?
Hi, I didn't hear you. I heard some background noise.
Lee? Oh, no, Ed.
Hi.
And Randy.
Hi.
Thank you.
Number five is the fourth quarter financial report. It's on page five.
And we have Linda Treb and Amy Anderson here from our accounting department to walk you through that.
So turn it over to them.
I think maybe Amy was going to lead it.
Yep, I can lead. Hi, everybody. I hope that you all had a good day. Before I begin, I just wanted to thank Linda for all of her time and energies in helping create the new quarterly comparison report that you can see on page 9 and 10 in your packet. I'm really appreciative of her extensive behind-the-scenes Great River knowledge that's been helpful in learning all the reasons why behind all the numbers. On page 8, you can see that the 2020 budgeted revenues were 98.77% received. Shortfalls in fine and city income were partially offset by additional interest revenue and CARES funding. So overall revenues are off by $117,470. The page page, on page 9 and 10 on the comparative report, you can see that it has a slightly different look. We have a couple of additional percentage columns that compare differences between 2019 and 2020 expenses, along with 2020 expenses compared to the budget. The bottom of page 10 shows that overall spending for 2020 was 94.5% of the budgeted amounts, or $518,550 underspent. So overall, the 2020 surplus was $401,080, and those amounts were rolled over into the 2021 budget and will show in the January financials. Does anybody have any questions for me or Linda?
Does probably part of the $400,000 will come from because of COVID. We weren't doing as much business, and probably people, do we have people not working or people retiring or that we didn't replace?
We are still down about 40 people in our headcount. A lot of those are library aid and substitute positions. So yes, there were a lot of things we didn't do in terms of staffing. We also didn't hold our all staff day. We stopped doing programs, and the mileage budget was greatly underspent because we stopped all regional travel. So there were a lot of things that we pulled back on in March, knowing that we were going to see a shortfall in revenue and not knowing what that was going to look like.
Mr. Chair, I have a question, Dave.
Yep.
On page 8, the RLBSS 2020 stated, why do we total in 2019 into that?
The RLBSS aid runs on the state fiscal year. So when we, like this year, we'll be spending fiscal year 2021. Starting in January, but we actually received it at the end of 2020. I think that's what you're referring to.
Well, it's got 2019 twice, which is, I suppose, they pay twice a year.
Yeah, they start making the payments then, but we only expend it in the budget year where that matches the fiscal year of the state.
Okay. Because the total says 1 million, which is all four of them, but I was just kind of wondering why we did that. So.
Yep.
Okay.
The state payment schedule. So for example, if the state decides to delay education payments as part of their balancing this budget cycle, that could impact the timing of these receipts for us, which would in turn impact when the revenue would come in.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? This is an item that needs approval. I'm looking for a motion in a second.
I was muted. Anyway, I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair. This is Randy for the 2020 financial report, fourth quarter.
I'll second that, Mike.
Motion's been made by Randy, seconded by Mike to accept the fourth quarter report. Any further discussion?
Nice to see a surplus.
Yes. Well, it is a surplus, but yeah, we didn't.
That's what I like calling it surplus, is because it's money that we got.
Yeah.
It's better than negative $400,000.
Correct. So, you know, next year might not look quite the same if we get some more staff on and that. So, Patty, you want to call the roll on that then?
Sure. Wayne? Wayne? Lisa?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carried. Then on page 15, you'll find the 2022 proposed budget process guidelines for the budget. Do we want any discussion, or, you know, we got a couple of new people in finance, and I know the board has seen this also. So do you want to go through it?
And a little bit. You're probably more familiar with it than most, Ed, since it's based on the Benton County process.
Okay.
We did meet with Commissioner Ketchmark and Wayne Bauernschmidt to go over how the budget process works as part of their orientation earlier this month. So Amy and I have kind of walked it through it with them. But what you will see, assuming this passes tonight, is a base budget proposal at the next finance committee meeting. And that base budget will be the cost of doing business the same way for 2022. So for example, our union contracts are already signed and in place. Those increases will be incorporated into that 2022 base budget. The cost of something that we're providing as a service, like Overdrive, the digital library, goes up 3% per the contract. That will also be built into the base budget. So it's a comparison tool to give you guys an idea of where that cost of doing business the same way will be. And then in addition to that, if any departments want to bring forward an additional budget request to add a new service or add staff or anything like that, that would be a separate approval process at the finance committee. And you can see the criteria for that on page 16. So it would need to be something that actually is justified somehow with usage statistics or information about how the business has changed, and those would be a separate approval process. Once those two pieces, the base budget and the department budget requests, are reviewed by the finance committee, assuming approval, would then, all of that would be put into what is called the preliminary budget, and that would be reviewed in May by the finance committee, and that would be the budget that the full board would see as a first look in May. The final budget needs to be approved at the July meeting. So after that May meeting, if any changes need to be made, they can still be incorporated before that final proposal is put together in July.
Any questions?
Mr. Chair, it's Randy. Again, Karen, yep. The union agreement, the 2022, that's going to be our last year, correct, of our agreement, but yet can we also pull out of that agreement if something really changes? I can't remember anymore. Can you clarify that?
I think we'd have to renegotiate it. But the end of 2021, there is a benefits reopener, but not a wage reopener already in the contract. When we set the budget, we likely will not know what our benefits costs will be. Those typically don't come in until October. So we'll have to do some closed session discussions about the implications of that benefit reopener before negotiations start later this year with the union.
Yeah, that clarifies it, because I couldn't remember if it was on wages or benefits. But yeah, now I know benefits if something changes.
And we can look, I'll talk to our legal counsel about what options there are in terms of the contract.
Thanks.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is Dave. I'm going to go out on a limb a little bit here, but we have substantial reserves. Now, we've been using them to offset our budget process, but am I too far out in saying these reserves are sitting there? We're building on them. Why can't we use some of this reserve money to extend hours at our libraries?
That's something the board could choose to do. Right now, our plan for open hours was established in the library assessment plan, which was passed a couple of years ago. And at that time, usage activity was the criteria we probably focused most on in terms of number of borrowers and circulation per open hour. None of the libraries were really showing that they needed more hours, so we chose not to push that forward, but that's something that could be revisited if the board chose to do that.
Well, I don't know if it would be a big impact, but with reserves sitting there at, and correct me if I'm wrong, $9 million.
Right.
I'm not sure what the dollar amount is. It was 7.5 months at the last audit, but yeah. That doesn't include the amount that was used for reserves for this year's and next year's budget.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. We haven't decided what we're going to use and offset our budget, but I really think expanding our hours could attract more patrons because maybe we aren't open the hours that they need us to be. But I just thought if we took a crack at it for 1 year or 2 years as a pilot project to see what that would do. Just a thought.
We would certainly be open to looking into that if the board wishes to go that direction.
Do we need to talk to the full board about that, or is the finance committee?
There may be an opportunity to talk about it in May when we hear the final results of the audit, and then we get that final analysis of where the reserves stand now.
And that would still give us time to get it in the 2022 budget too, right?
Right.
Or Dave, was you looking to expand sooner than later?
No, just so we could work it in this budget
okay.
cycle, and then maybe use it, try it as a 2-year pilot project just to see. Maybe 1 year's enough, I don't know, but I think 2 years is a good sampling to see if it would increase our usage at all. Mm-hmm. I can't think it would cost us put that big a dip into our reserves. I don't know. Don't know the payroll, but I guess we just.
It depends on how you'd want to do it. You know, yeah. Is it all libraries? Is it certain libraries? How many hours?
Well, I'd like to be fair across the boards and do all the libraries. I wouldn't want to just pick and choose. I think if we're going to do a pilot project, we should sample them all and see what's going to happen.
Okay. We can talk about it at the leadership meeting, maybe. I don't know if we'll have enough time to pull it together as a budget request for the April meeting, though. That takes a little.
That's fine.
Would we have staffing problems then, Karen?
Maybe.
Okay.
A lot of our staff are part-time, and that would you would think they want more hours, but not necessarily. A lot of people have other jobs, other commitments, and so it's a challenge to have somebody pick up a couple of hours on an extra day or stay later sometimes.
And another question I have, Mr. Chair, on the, I don't know, suppose it or when it takes effect, if it will, this $15 minimum wage, is that going to have an impact on us?
Oh, yeah.
So
I haven't even penciled it because I have no idea how we'd even implement it because we have, I think, 3 pay ranges that fall below $15. So the question then would be, does everybody just move to $15, or what do you do with the remaining positions that aren't impacted because your pay equity is out of whack then?
Yeah, I was just wondering what that was going to cost us if has anybody figured that out.
We could try, but
yeah.
It's a guessing game.
Well, and then if we do that, does that go back to being a union issue or not?
Some of those positions are union positions.
Okay.
And you know that the ones that are just above 15, they're going to file grievance or something to make it fair for everybody.
Yeah, that pay equity will come into play.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the thoughts I've had, at least for our library aid positions, which are at the lowest, they're most impacted by minimum wage changes, is do we change that job completely and add public service responsibilities? Because we've been kind of going that direction anyway. We wouldn't necessarily be able to automatically put all of the staff in those positions now on desk because they weren't hired yet. skills, but it might make the most sense in terms of a realignment. But that's all speculation.
Sounds like speculation that might be hard to meet by our deadlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crystal ball.
Print more money. We can print more money.
We can print more.
Yep.
Who's we, Randy? Who's we?
Morrison County.
Yeah. Morrison.
Great River Regional, where we can start our own printing press.
Randy, you'll send us the blueprints of yours?
We'll see.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, if I may also, and I think this is maybe an assumption by everyone, but I don't know that this next year, you know, looking at budgeting process, counties might be even in more challenging positions than we were last year. So I think I just want to say it. We're going to have to be really mindful of that moving ahead. And since we do have a bit in our coffers, we need to look at that. Mm-hmm. Ed, are you glad I said it?
Yes. But, you know, we did hear today that, you know, the gas tax is way down. I don't know if you heard that from your board.
I didn't.
Yeah, so, I mean, our engineer said how much it was going to impact the county, the percentage and the dollars. And it was quite substantial. And so if it impacts us, it's going to impact everybody.
Yep.
So then you're looking at, you know, shortfalls on your road projects or your resurfacing or something.
So.
Any other comments?
So did I just hear that you two shot holes in all of my recommendations? Or?
No, I think you did make a point that we could maybe generate some income. And the other part is that, you know, a lot of people have moved to the online library, and a lot of people that were stuck at home, I think, you know, we've seen usage go up on some of that. So it does have a merit. What kind of funds we can dedicate to it, I guess, will be kind of for Karen and her staff to look at.
Yeah. Well, you're both right. It is going to affect those counties here coming up either in 22 or 23. So
yeah,
could be both. So.
And if I may, Mr. Chair, I think, you know, Karen, and again, to address Dave, is that we probably should speak with the other libraries, maybe even the cities. Councils, you know, if they are willing to see what impact, if they're interested. So I'm sure it won't happen overnight.
No.
Okay, so this is a action item to approve.
So, Mr. Chair, I'll move approval of the proposed 2022 budget process guidelines.
Second, Randy.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. Anybody have any other discussion? Otherwise, Patty can call the roll.
Wayne?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Lee, do you want to weigh in?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, then we have 6A, the audit outtake meetings. We need I don't know, how many do we need for that, Karen?
In the past, it's been 2 to 3 members of the Finance Committee. The audit will be taking place from March 29th through April 2nd, and the outtake meeting will be on April 29th at 3:30. All of it's going to be done virtually, so this would be a virtual meeting.
Like, what day in April did you say?
April 29th.
Mr. Chair, I can be available for that this year.
Okay.
How many do you need?
2 or 3.
2 or 3.
April 29th. Yeah, I think I can do that.
Hey, what time did you say, Karen? What time?
3:30 is what they've set up for us right now.
Did they say how long it would take?
Last year, I think it was about an hour.
Okay.
Depends on how many questions you have, actually. We'll probably have some good questions, too. One of the emerging issues is GASB 87, which is booking the implicit value of the St. Cloud lease somehow.
Okay.
What was that again, Karen?
GASB 87.
Okay. Yep.
The only Gatsby code I know, and I've been writing.
I know what that is, yeah.
I can join them other two if nobody else wishes to.
Got an idea what time that would be?
3:30, Lee.
Okay, thank you.
Do we need approval of those three?
No.
No? Okay. All right, then our next meeting will be March 16th, 2021. It doesn't say the time. Do we have an idea what time we...
Not yet. We'll have to talk about whether you want to do personnel, finance, and the board all on the same night. As of right now, this would be the same night.
Yeah, I see that.
That's why I haven't been putting specific times down, because we've kind of been changing dates and when we start.
Okay. Do they want to do it on the same night? That would be my question first. Or do they want to have a separate night?
Same night.
Same work night works for you, Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Works for me.
Yeah, right. I got to milk cows, don't you?
Well, they're being milked right now, so.
Just checking.
Yeah, you know, you gotta come in and take time out, so you might as well do it all in one, as far as I see.
Right.
Yeah.
All the egg producers I talked to, my first question, did you have any drinking cups freeze?
Yeah, drinking cups, Randy, are a thing of the past.
Well, the ones I was talking to then, they were...
Oh, yeah? That used to be a problem years ago.
Yeah.
So we're good for, you know, 5 o'clock on the 16th?
Yeah, we'll plan for 5.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else come before the finance board?
8 minutes.
Here, none. I'll adjourn.
Adjourn.